Yeah, I told Brad and Sherry about keeping the dogs in on Halloween at the estate. Apparently they aren't listening. It's a live remote. We've got a hidden cam and mic out there. And I'm trying to check up on them as they get ready for the big weekend.
Hope those aren't Rottweilers. Well, there he is himself. He's
what
sort of...
makes you think those are dogs?
Yes, good point, Mr. Talbot. The Larry Talbot Award for Wit and Wisdom. From yours truly, Jeff Rentz, and our inestimable colleague, Brad Steiger. Coming forth, holding forth, bringing forth, as always, from the Castle Steiger, the wonderful estate that dominates the great state of Iowa, with Lady Sherry, of course, high above Brad. Well, not quite high above, but above.
Not too high.
See, 20 feet, whatever.
Yeah, about that.
And if you want to see what the castle looks like, you can get a good image of it by going to Brad and Sherry's website. Look on the right side of my homepage at rents.com and take a look-see. When you click on the name Steiger, you'll see all kinds of goodies. And boy, do we have a five-hour program to put in 3 hours tonight, my friend.
I was going to say six, Jeff. I was going to say six. We really have an action-packed Halloween fest.
And leading, I guess, the whole situation is something that James came up with a couple weeks ago. And we're going to kind of get right into this. And by the way, all of you, it is our Halloween program. We are just a couple of days away from it. And wherever you are, hope you're having wonderful fun already and that your home or your yard may be decorated with a little bit of the season spirit. Have fun with it. Keep it cool, as they say. And you parents out there, you know how to trick-or-treat with your kids by now. You watch them, you go with them, and you go to friendly neighborhood houses. We don't have to tell you all that. But it can be a fun Halloween. And all the candy you collect, of course, we urge you not to eat, but maybe to donate to some organization or other. And God only knows what they'll do with it. But don't let your kids eat it, because you don't need them to junk out, as it were. And a lot of this stuff is, you know, when we were kids, Brad, I don't know when you were kids, had to be the same thing, but you picked up a Baby Ruth candy bar or something.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be about five ingredients.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, caramel, peanuts, chocolate,
right.
Sugar.
Little chocolate on top.
Little chocolate, exactly. And now, well, I don't know. It's ridiculous. And you need a microscope to read this stuff.
If you dare.
If you dare, and most people would rather not know. I don't want to know. You're going to ruin my fun. I don't want to know.
That's right.
And I've told this story over and over again, but if you folks want to see what I'm talking about, remember back when you were kids, those of you over the age of 30, which I'm approaching rapidly,
mm-hmm.
when you remember those powdered sugar donuts and how much fun they were? Go and pick up a package of powdered sugar donuts, especially if you can find those little miniature-sized donuts. The last package I picked up several years ago and read the ingredient list, it was over 50.
Good grief.
50. And I couldn't pronounce, you know, 10, 15% of them, let alone understand what half of them meant. So that's what's in our food today. But anyway, the idea is to have fun and just enjoy the holiday. It's of course, in a way, the switch that nature throws and turns us into full-on autumn and fall. This day is rather pivotal in some respects. It's a wonderful month. It's our favorite month, the month of October. It's been an interesting month out here in the West. We've had rain. We've had a lot of early cold weather. And now for the weather report from the Castle Steiger.
Perfect Halloween weather. In fact, for a little while, we were a little fearsome if I would be able to go on tonight. Windy, raining, stormy, lightning, thunder, electricity going off. And that's not a good time to be on the phone. So
well, you
we were
heard
worried.
Well.
But now it's just a nice, overcast, windy, damp evening. We don't quite have the light show and the fireworks that we had a little while ago. But it was a perfect for our Halloween show.
Well, I had the live cam out there, and you heard some of the sounds.
Yeah.
They were recorded about an hour and a half ago.
Of course, those are normal sounds around here in the evening. I know you understand that.
I've had a number of email inquiries over the last week since you were on last Friday. asking about the... well, they asked if it was true that the other stories they have heard that last year you didn't approve of some of the costumes of the children and you held the parents accountable. I'm not sure about that, but we got a recording of... Well, it's...
Uh-oh. Another one of those recordings.
I don't think it's true that... I mean, you let the people go home, right? You don't detain them, do you?
No! Lies.
Not true.
No. I explained last time. Fred and Leonard had seen a Lash LaRue movie. You know, the cowboy with the bullwhip.
Oh, that's... Okay.
Yes, and they took off their belts, and they were smarting, and every once in a while they'd hit each other, and that's what that is.
Ah, okay. We'll let
you off
the hook.
We put those lies and rumors to rest last time.
All right. I'll let that slide.
Okay.
It's okay. Now, what we need to do here, we have an amazing thing to look at, and I hope all of you are online are able to look at this. Go to my homepage, please, and look at the top of the homepage, right above feature stories. Those are the stories with the pictures. And you'll see the Rents.com Halloween Splash Contest. James Neff, our unequaled, brilliant webmaster, had this idea and put it together. And you folks have we're going to have a winner here. We're going to have several runners-up and a winner. But all of you are winners. I'm not kidding. It's one of those things where it's virtually impossible to pick a winner, but mm-hmm. there were a couple that were just extra, I mean, one especially. But these are just really creative. A lot of them were, understandably, politically oriented, and we tried to stay away from those as much as we could to stay more within the spirit of Halloween itself. But that's not to take anything away from your brilliance and your artistic interpretation of the truly macabre goings-on in this country politically. And you've played that to a T in many, many cases. So all of you click on the page and take a look. Let that page load up and go down that page and look at all the wonderful submissions that we've gotten. I mean, these are just extraordinary.
They're just excellent, just superb, and as you said, brilliant.
I don't know how you and the lovely lady of the castle were able to get through this. But
oh boy!
I wouldn't. I'd be hard pressed to come up with a top three or four.
Oh
myself.
Well, it took us all afternoon. I mean, we've been back and forth. We blew them up. By that I mean in size.
Yeah.
We evaluated, and there were so many to say that absolutely brilliant. I mean, it was really, really difficult.
And let me suggest also that many of you who did send in the politically oriented splashes, we'll try to use as many of those as we can in the coming days and maybe week or two or so, while they still are not dated. And from the looks of some of them, they're not going to be dated for quite a while if one takes the alleged poll seriously. Good. Did you hear the alleged news? Bush
I've
ahead
heard
by
several alleged news.
Bush is ahead by 2.8. Another poll has him up by 5. You know this. Let's not even waste time.
No, let's not go there.
It's disgusting. I mean, the whole thing is disgusting. I don't care anyway. All right. Now, what I think we should do is let me take our break early, Gene. Get ready. Let's do our break early. We'll come back, and we're going to go down through these. And Brad, how did you break it down? You have three runners up and a grand champion.
Three runners up. I mean, when we were asked to choose one, we said we can't do it. We can't do it. So we've got three runners up and the number one.
All right. And the prizes are?
Well, the prize, as you've announced, of course, is one of those superb James Neff painting, and I think there's a little coin.
$50.
And Sherry and I said, well, what can we do? And we're going to give a book to each of the runners up.
How nice. Thank you. All right. Well, wonderful. We'll go through that and name our winners in just a couple of minutes. So don't go away as Brad and I continue on this Halloween program, year 2004. Ah, it sounds like one of those high school teenage dances, and what can I say? Okay. Are you there?
I am here.
I'm looking at some of the entrants now, and the thing with two heads and the thing with two heads, the sequel.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, clever stuff.
Clever stuff. Excellent stuff.
All right, and if all of you are online and you're scrolling down and looking at all these submissions, hopefully some of you have been able to watch them as James has compiled them, as you have sent them in, have been enjoying them all along, and they'll be up all weekend, and so do have fun with them. Remember, they are all copyrighted by the artists, and they can't be used anywhere without the permission of the artist in question. Okay, now we're going to have three runners-up and then the Grand Champion.
That is correct.
Okay. Runner-up number three.
Number three and number four, however you want to count it, but runner-up number three is Creepy Hollow by Top Man Cat. Creepy Hollow. We like that because, well, first of all,
it's about three-quarters of the way down.
James Neff has set such a high watermark for splash art over the years, and he's many times the Halloween art that he's done for the program, Jeff, has been kind of a mixture of whimsy and yet capturing the essence of Halloween. And I thought, and we thought, that Top Man Cat, I mean, this, we have the beautiful autumn scenery, the foliage in the back changing colors, and then a UFO that sports a pumpkin dome
on the top.
And down below you see the grinning. So we liked the touch of Halloween there. It's a Halloween theme. We have the pumpkin. We have the grinning pumpkin face under the underside of the UFO. And
that's
it brings
great.
In both the ancient and the eternal with the UFO. So that's our third runner-up. We thought Top Man Cat did an excellent job. And we are going to send him Face to Face with the Unknown by Sherry Hansen-Steiger. Face to Face with the Unknown is going to be his prize that we will award.
Wonderful. Just looking at that's just a great one. And the one below it, Evil Pumpkins. They're all good.
Oh, they're all. I mean, it was, can you imagine picking winners from this? Oh, they're just brilliant. I mean, everyone needs to be congratulated.
Well, that's why I had you do it.
Yes.
No way.
All right, then. Next.
Second runner-up.
Second runner-up is Orwell O'Lantern by Terry Mellons. Terry Mellonson.
About halfway down the page on the right side.
Orwell O'Lantern. Now, this is a political theme, but we felt it still brought the essence of Halloween because we have the big pumpkin. We have the eye from the dollar bill looking out. We have some political figures in the back. But it's subtle, you see. It's not so much in your face as some of the others, which were funny and excellent and brilliant. But this, we thought, more in keeping of blending the political. And we are going to send Terry Mellonson with our compliments a copy of my Shadow World.
Now, this one on the upper left, for those of you who can't see it, has also a someone pretending to be a priest with holding up a golden crucifix.
Right.
Doing obviously some kind of anti-satanic
ritual. So much symbolism.
And
Sherry noticed that right away with all the symbolic qualities of it. And
right.
So that stayed in our selection.
Okay, all right. Now let's go to the first runner-up to the final winner here. First runner-up.
The Guardian by Carl Miller. Carl submitted, I think, at least three, and they were all excellent. But we thought the one that captured the essence of Halloween and was really genuinely spooky and eerie, The Guardian. And we're going to send him a copy of Out of the Dark.
Okay, that's just a little bit higher from the Orwellian pumpkin, about one, two, three, four up from that. And you'll see it's gothic. It's a black and white graveyard, nighttime. Trees are bare, of course, that are there. Not giant trees, but there's a big moon in the sky, and there's a gargoyle sitting on top of one of the tombstones.
Right.
Very good.
Very nice. And number one?
All right, let's do it tonight. Wait a minute. Gotta have a little music here.
Okay, a little drum roll or whatever.
Yeah. She's trying. I guess the bubbling is as close as we're going to get. All right, and the winner is in this year's Halloween Splash Sweepstakes.
Tales from Jeff Rentz by Joe Kundari.
Now, this is a stroke of great satire.
It brings the Tales from the Crypt, Tales from the Terror right out there. But, just an excellent use of, this is, the Rents site, and this is the big contest, and there we got Jeff right in the little circle there, Tales from Jeff Rents, and, the startling creature coming through the door, and then the headlines, and we just thought it was just a brilliant use of the traditional spooky Halloween motifs, plus bringing in the satirical aspects, and we just love this one. But again, they're all winners. They're all brilliant. They're all great. This was really tough. We spent all afternoon going back and forth over
it. And on the front page of the newspaper, of course, is also a reasonable facsimile of James Neff on the left and a picture of Lord Bradley himself on the right. It's very cute. In the newspaper, if you can't see it, it's a man looking toward us. It's a front cover of a comic book, a horror comic book, if you will. Man looking at it, holding the paper, looking at us. Paper said, the title of the newspaper is Rents.com. It says, Halloween Special, Brad Steiger to pick contest winner live on Radio with Jeff. And there's Brad's picture on the paper and James on the left. And
it's just in the tradition of the old EC comics, A Vault of Horror, Tales from the Crypt, and so forth. And where your picture is in that little circle, that would either be the Crypt Keeper or one of their icons. And it just was a blend of nostalgia and the right spirit, the right feel, and perfect for Rents.com.
And I'm going to have James put that up on the homepage at Rents.com right now as our homepage splash for the evening, to further congratulate our winner. And it's up right now, so all of you who are online will be able to see that. So, Joe, congratulations. Kundari, C-U-N-D-A-R-I, on a job well done. And to all of you, thanks so much for participating. And we'll do this again next year. And we'll be back in just a few minutes. That's about as famous a piece of music as you'll ever run across. Again, this recorded outside the castle earlier this evening. I guess it's Lady Sherry playing it up in her chambers.
Yes.
Her practicing her organ. Well, that's good. And then
I could listen to that all night.
I know. Well, and you've got the chimes every night. This is the castle is unusual because the chimes, although not like Big Ben, can be heard over a very, very wide area. It's they kind of resonate with the geography there, the rolling hills and
rolling hills.
Yeah, we have some amazing guests tonight, And let's get right to it. Would you do the honors and introduce Rick again to our program audience?
I certainly will. And just to set it up just a little bit before Rick, we hand it to Rick. Known Rick for quite some time. We've become good friends and correspondents. And he knew I was working on real ghosts, restless spirits, and haunted places. And he said, you know, I was out digging and working in the barn and digging. And he says, I brought up this old tintype. And he scanned it and sent it to me. And I said, oh, man, you know, that is, look at the images behind it. And he said, well, I think I see one here and one. I said, yeah, but, I mean, there's like a grinning, grimacing skull here and so forth. And he says, really? I sent it to the editor, and it just creeped her out. And she says, oh, my, that looks like, you know, there's just evil behind this picture. And I mentioned it to Rick, and he said, well, now you're scaring me. So I hope I didn't set it in motion. But after the picture was unearthed and Rick had the original, sent it off to be examined and so forth, strange things started happening in their home and seemed to be related to somehow with the tintype. And Rick was emailing back and forth and describing some of the things, and it reached the point then where they called in a team to perform an exorcism on the house. So I'm not going to go into any more of the details because we're going to ask Rick to supply those right now. Are you
okay
there, Rick?
Hello, good evening, and hello from the haunted Finger Lakes in New York.
Yeah.
Hi, Rick. Go ahead.
Well,
and
you have to ease my conscience now. I really hope that it wasn't all set in motion because you sent the tintype to me.
Well, it's all your fault.
No. Rick,
that helped me sleep tonight.
The tintype was the first marker in this whole journey that we've been going through over the years.
Now, and, Rick, excuse me for a second. There are some people out there that are saying, "What the heck is a tintype?" And for all of you online, go to Brad and Sherry's homepage and scroll down the features. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and you'll see ghostly photograph, and you will see a picture of this tintype. And tintype basically was a very early photographic process where the picture was actually on a piece of tin. And you'll see it right there. So this is the photograph of record of which we speak. Go ahead and speak right up into your telephone, Rick. A little bit louder if you can. Okay.
Okay. Is that a little better?
Yeah.
Better. Great. Yep. After, you know, we examined it, and I, you know, I sent a copy of it off to Eastman Kodak, and they dated it around 1860 or so with the technology they used at the time. And so they put it in the Civil War era. But other than that, you know, I put it up in the cupboard and left it there. It was there for several years. After, you know, it was analyzed, and we just left it alone. But things started to escalate. Unusual things were happening in the house, and there was just an atmosphere that pervaded the house that we really couldn't put our finger on. There were things that were going on, and a string of accidents and unfortunate events, and there was it just seemed beyond coincidence that so many of these things were happening. And then some of the things that occurred were things that you could see and feel. Like I had been choked several times and strangled, and my wife had been harassed. She had pressure on her back, and she could hear her breathing from the corner of the room. And it was just like one thing after the other. And,
now, Rick, Rick, tell us first of all, how long have you lived in this house?
We have been here 10 years.
Okay. Nothing untoward has happened up until you found that tintype.
That's correct. Nothing that I can remember. That was the starting point. There may have been something here, but I think the situation may have been aggravated by having that picture in the house. I don't know.
And how many months ago was it that these things began now?
I say, well, they really kicked in. Now, the picture has been unearthed for a couple of years.
Okay.
And because we posted it last year, you remember,
yeah,
Jeff?
Sure.
Yes. And I'd say the pronounced change in the house was probably from last May. From last May to the present, up until we had Dwayne come out and visit and do his investigation and subsequent clearing of the house, it was just getting worse and worse, and there were more things happening in greater frequency and greater intensity that were unbelievable. We had there was a degree of violence that was starting to increase in the house with activity, and things were missing in the house, and then they'd reappear somewhere else. Other items, small items, would disappear, and we've never found them. But last summer, a friend of mine in Florida, after about 9 months of encouraging me to do this, I did an EVP. I didn't know anything about EVPs, and he told me, it's very simple. You get your recorder and set it someplace and just let it go. Mm-hmm. And what I did is I took it upon myself to make an announcement before I started the EVP recording, and I just said, if there's anyone here, anyone would like to leave their name or leave a message, do so, and I'll come back and get the machine, and I'll play it back and hear what you had to say.
Did you use a voice-activated or just let the thing run?
No. I went to the store, bought a brand-new tape, brought it home, put it in a cassette recorder with an extension microphone, not the one that's built in, because I was told the mics that are built in, these inexpensive recorders will pick up the sound of the motor when it's recording.
Right.
So I used an extension mic, and I just set it in the basement and just hit
and
record and left.
Turn it on. Okay, very good. Hold on, we have a break here. We'll do that and come right back. This is a remarkable story, and Rick Aiello is here to tell it to us. Brad and I will be right back. Don't go away. Sounds like it's time to rejoin you.
It is time.
And let's get back to Rick's story. Okay, Rick, you said that you had been strangled. I mean, tell me more.
Yes. I had on many occasions would lay down, take a nap, or I'd go to bed, or take a nap in the spare bedroom. And no sooner would I lay down, it would maybe 30 seconds would go by. It's not like I was, you know, maybe dreaming. I'd be laying there maybe 30 seconds, and I'd feel I'd get punched in the back, or my covers would be pulled, and I'd be choked.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Punched in the back. I assume you were laying on your side then?
Yeah. At that point, I would be, say, laying on my side.
Okay. And choked. Did you have the clear and obvious feeling of hands around your neck, or did you just feel a constriction in your throat?
Well, I would feel hands. Say, not where you'd feel contact from someone's skin, but it would feel like maybe, say, if somebody had a glove on or something. I didn't feel any skin contact, but I would feel a definite pressure on my throat. And I would just lash my arm out, and of course there'd be nothing there. Same thing when if I got punched in the back, I would just whip my arm around, and of course there would be nothing there. And that would happen as the summer wore on, and as we approached a time where we called the Ghostbusters, it got more and more severe, more frequent, and with greater intensity. And the things that happened here were just becoming unbearable. And after the EVP...
What did you get on your EVP experiment, by the way? We didn't get that.
Well, I'll tell you. From what I've been told since, I'm a pretty lucky guy doing EVPs, because some people have been told me you can do them and you may not get anything at all for several attempts. But I did the full 30-minute side of the tape. Within a minute and 15 seconds, I got a response on the tape. to my request to leave.
And what a response.
Yeah.
I've heard the tape.
What was the response?
The response was, I don't wanna.
Rick says, tell me your name. And this voice says, I don't wanna. I mean, it's just so clear.
Rick, you've got to come.
And then the thing that Sherry and I were struck with the tape, and again, all these things rely upon the person's credibility and integrity. And over the years, you know, we've come to respect Rick and Diane. They're not going to make up stories. They're not imaginative. So, I mean, you can hear what sounds like violent, angry pacing back and front in front of back and forth in front of the recorder. So what we have is really, if you want to say, psychokinesis being unleashed, or you know, an entity going wild, and that was the creature in the basement, as we called it.
We have a break coming up in about 9 minutes, and if you can, Rick, and if you can lay your hands on that tape, feel free to play it into the phone later on in the program. I'd love to hear it this time or another time. We always enjoy EBP around here.
Okay, I'll prepare that. I don't know.
All right, well, whatever. Anyway, the invitation is out there. We'd like to hear it. So all these things are happening, physical, palpable things, not something you're dreaming about. I mean, you feel the punch in your back. You feel the pressure on your neck, and so forth. Anything happened to your wife?
Yeah, she had been bothered if she was reading in bed or something like that. She had occasions where she heard breathing and snarling sounds coming up from near the ceiling. And
it wasn't you for once.
No. Oh,
I see. Right.
And on a few occasions she had woken up by the feeling of pressure on her back, like she was, something was trying to smother her in a pillow, and she couldn't move. It was just like her whole body was being pressed into the mattress, and she couldn't maneuver in any way. She was just under this tremendous pressure holding her down.
Didn't you both see the image also in the picture window of this man?
Yes. This is really strange, because before we dug the tin picture up, we have a 4x8 window and the house was lit up and it was dark outside, so it looked like kind of like a black mirror. And in this window, we've seen a full-size image of this man. This was some years before we dug this
right.
picture up.
Right.
And I seen it. I just seen him one time, and I never saw it again. And he never showed himself to us after that. But there was other signs of his activity in the house between then and after, especially after we dug the picture up.
And it was the same face. It was the same man.
Yes, he was the same man. Toward the end of the time before we called the Ghostbusters, we had the covers be pulled off the beds. I had curtains would be pulled down and in a pile on the floor, and we had noises and unusual things, and the house cats were harassed, and there were things moving about that you could hear, and there were some odors, and you could feel things rubbing up against your arms and your face like cobwebs at different times, and there were smells. And
hey, how many for sale signs are in front of the house as we speak?
Yeah, and it just...
Had almost come to that, hadn't you, Rick?
Yes. Yeah, we just got to the end of our rope, and I think it was just through some divine providence we found this ad, which was only run this one time by this organization, which you'll be talking about a little later, that my wife, Diane, answered. She found it, and I contacted them, and they made their first contact with us. They came out to the house and did a survey. We did a walkthrough, and, of course, they said, well, you definitely have something here, and it's going to take a little more investigation. And from their impressions, they wrote a report, and then I guess I'm talking out of turn. It's more aligned with what he could probably explain as his procedure, but after making the contact with them, it didn't get better. Things got much worse until we started taking the steps that were prescribed to get the house cleared out, get it exercised. Because the entities here knew that essentially the battle was on.
Mm-hmm.
And we had more attacks, more problems, and things were escalating.
Well, that's when it really got physical. I mean, you got the rashes, you got the clouts, you got what to me almost looks like a burn on you guys,
yes.
You and Diane.
Exactly. Between the second and third visit, they made three visits here. Between the second and third visit, I was told that these entities will do anything they can to break your resolve, to crush you, to keep you from following through with your plan, and make you feel like you're just in a futile effort.
Well, you and Diane really went through it. Playing that down. You were really in the center of warfare, spiritual warfare.
Yes, and it's the first time in my life I can say it was a very pronounced effect. Just it's like in a movie where they worked on the man, like Amityville Horror.
Mm-hmm.
You know how the man of the house, he started acting differently?
Right.
Well, I wasn't running around with an axe, but my attitude was changing. I was getting very nasty and critical, and I was just hounding Diane and getting on her nerves.
Normally a really pleasant guy.
Yeah, normally I am. And what was happening is that wedge was being driven between us.
Sure.
To break the bond.
Sure.
To break us down and keep us from our focus.
Absolutely.
And when that evening, when I came to realize what was going on, Diane and I talked. And we got our ducks in a row, and we realized what was going on because she realized that wasn't my nature. And after her talking to me about it, it brought me out of it, and we reaffirmed our pact and establish this firm resolve to clear the house and stay united.
Well, and thank God that you and Diane have a really strong love bond, and that's what you really had to draw on at this time.
Yes, I was told that. Yes, it's. That has a very important component of this. But the next morning, I woke up, and my punishment for that resolve was a burn on my neck. It was
put
hot water on my neck from behind my ear down to the middle of like my Adam's apple, down to like the start of my shoulder.
And this is a burn that was red and didn't go away in 10 minutes.
No.
I think we on the link-up we have... with the site, I'm pretty certain we have pictures, don't we, of exactly that phenomena?
Yes, there. Dwayne has them on his site. That's linked. Yes.
Okay.
Of that
now,
burn.
Let me direct people to that. Our next guest, Dwayne, will be on in just a few minutes after the top of the hour, and he has an extensive article on this. We'll try and nail down the exact locations of the photographs. So we can direct everyone to that. I'm not seeing them immediately, but we'll find it. We'll figure it out. Okay, go ahead, Rick.
So I woke up with this horrible burn on my neck, and I didn't even know the existence of such a phenomenon as psychic burns.
Mm-hmm.
But I woke up with this horrible burn on my neck, and I contacted Dwayne, and he explained what that was, and it just cold, just you know, like ice and things, just. Helped it go down, but it still left a little trace of it, like a scar, like you would from a normal burn, and that's pretty much gone now, but it lasted for weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then I knew, you know, the war was on, and as this was going on, we were being challenged in ways like that, and it just got more and more intense, and that was between the second and third visit. And between the second and third visit, I contacted some people and some friends and Diane's family, and we started like a prayer ring,
mm-hmm.
a prayer circle.
Great.
And I have people on the East Coast, West Coast, people in the UK and in Florida and all over that were praying for relief and to resolve this problem and to rid the house and of these entities, these malevolent ones. I guess there was one more prominent than the rest that was... the most effective of the ones that were here.
Yeah, well, you really went through it, buddy, you and Diane, and it's really, you know, for Halloween, but aren't you glad it's over?
Yeah.
Okay, when you look at Dwayne's page, look to the right of the article that he has written up, and you'll see a string of EVPs in file, and I missed it, but the last link in that box says, see photos. And there are, how many photos? 46, 47 photos there. So back in just a few minutes.